Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tweet Bag. You send your questions in and we answer them. Like no other radio segment ever. It's the Tweet Bag on the Connor Happer Show.
Very original and very cool. The Tweet Bag is with you now here on the Connor Happer Show. You're on 1620 The Zone. Sending your tweets at Happer Show. There was a few that came in earlier. Could use a couple more, probably.
Still plenty of time.
Yep, still plenty of time. And we'll roll through them. We've discussed, we've gone deep on the tweet bag before.
We have. We can go deep. We can keep it, dumb, I guess, for lack of a better word. You know, other people title segments dumb because they think their audience is dumb. We think higher of our audience.
Nice. I like that.
Like that turnaround on the fly there?
Yeah. Bet you didn't think that happened to you on Sports Flight Conduct.
Catching a stray.
What do we got?
In the midday, catching a stray. See, I could be a rapper.
Wow.
What do we have? Speaking of music, Froth tweets in. Might not be his.
Froth. I went on Froth's podcast once.
Oh, okay. Is Froth his Christian name? It doesn't strike me as
I don't think so.
Okay. People call him Froth, like, hey, what up, Froth? Kind of hard to say.
Maybe.
Either way. Happer, are you a musical guy? Because you look like a musical guy. I ask because I'm not a musical guy, but after seeing Wicked at the Orpheum last weekend, I'm gone. It's over.
Oh.
I love Wicked and I love musicals. Like, there I said it.
I enjoy musicals.
Do you enjoy musicals, Connor Happer?
Without a doubt. Absolutely.
Really?
I love musicals.
That's a bit of an upset.
I was in a musical. I was in two musicals.
Whoa, okay, hold on.
I've been in two musicals.
Yeah. Which ones and what parts?
All right, so here's the backstory. I wasn't one of the actual characters.
Sure.
But.
Sorry, I didn't think you were. Didn't think you were the lead.
Well, hold on. You don't think I could be the lead?
This irrational confidence. I could land a plane.
I could be an actor.
I could star in a musical.
I could act. It doesn't seem that hard. A lot of people who can do it.
I can win an Oscar.
All right. So I was a talented young singer at Prairie Wind Elementary School.
Really?
Here in Omaha. And there were 2 years, I think it was like third and fifth grade or fourth and sixth grade, I can't remember what it was, where Northwest High School needed a slew of kids for their musicals.
Okay.
And I was chosen in this group that came from a couple of the other local high schools. They needed just a group of kids. So I was in Northwest High's productions, early 2000s, of both The King and I and The Music Man.
So you were a child prodigy.
Yeah, I was a superstar. I didn't have any lines or anything like that. I wish I did. There was a couple kids that actually there was kid specific characters in each of those, I think. And I was jealous of those kids. I was like, I can do that part pretty easily. But no, I just ended up being in the horde of kids. I really like the Music Man. Music Man's really good. Like Grease, stuff like that.
Classic musicals.
Yeah.
Okay. Wicked is amazing.
I never saw Wicked.
I've never seen it, but the music, my wife loves that, and I enjoy the movie The Wizard of Oz.
I waited a long time to see Hamilton.
Terrific.
I waited well past the craze of Hamilton, and they were here, I think December I saw it, maybe?
Okay.
Down at the Orpheum?
That sounds about
right. It's fantastic.
Right. Oh yeah.
I felt a little bit left out because everybody kind of knew the jokes and the and like they were like pre laughing kind of. So I kind of felt left out, and I was like, "What are people really laughing? Why are they laughing at stuff here?" So some stuff kind of sailed over my head, but I thoroughly enjoyed that as well. Yes, I am into musicals. I thought Froth was asking if I was like a musically inclined guy.
That's where I thought it was going.
I am also musically inclined.
Really?
This is not just by my standards. This is by everyone's standards.
You can sing? Can you play instruments?
So I played the saxophone when I was a kid.
Okay.
I don't think that I was very good at it. My teacher got on me a few times because I was like too loud. I was like louder than like unnecessarily loud, like sticking out amongst the rest of the saxophones. And that wasn't good for anybody. I had to learn how to be a part of a team with the rest of the saxophones and the band in general. But yeah, I did that for a while. I've always wanted to, one of my things that I've always wanted to do is learn how to play, like freehand play the piano. And I just like, it's quite a big undertaking.
It is.
There's a base knowledge that you really have to know that on that one. But so I haven't got there yet. But I could hop on there and I could hear stuff. And so I have a good ear for that type of thing.
Okay.
And if you have that, then you could pretty much get it. And I do.
Look at you. That's an upset in my book.
Don't ask me to sing or anything like that. I'm not going to sing.
I won't do that because I kind of knew the answer. I knew you probably wouldn't do that live on the air.
Not on command.
Okay. Yeah. You're.
But if we do a bit or something like that where I have to sing in one of the production studios, I'm all the way in on that. By the way, have you heard Alyssa singing? Around sometimes because
on occasion I
park it out there in the morning and she's in power and you know not on air or anything like that. She's ripping it. She's fantastic. She's very good.
Nikki from Sweet 98 in the morning, if you get here early enough, she will
I haven't heard that
wander the halls and sing. She has a beautiful voice.
Us radio people. Not you though, Josh?
No. No, sad. Not even a little bit
sad.
Brendan tweets into the show.
Hey, Brendan.
At Happer Show. If you're stuck on an island with John, Josh, and Nick, which one are you teaming up with to survive, and who is the first to go? Now, the team up is obvious. It's John, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
I feel he's probably, no offense, probably the smartest, probably the most resourceful.
It's the resourcefulness that I really care about.
Yeah.
It's because, like, I mean, Josh, I think, would admit it to you. He's going to be of no use here. I don't know enough about Nick, but I think that I can, you know, I'm assuming some things.
I don't know that 4-H knowledge is going to get you very far.
See, that's where it gives me a little bit of pause.
Okay.
Like, if you do stuff like that, you have some sort of base knowledge. But, yeah, I think John's the obvious pick.
Mm-hmm.
On the teammate. What was the second question?
Who's the first to go?
Well, it's between the other two.
Nick has farm knowledge.
Why am I only picking one to team up with? And then one of them has to die.
Because you're stuck on an island with this person. It's not going to go well.
Why is it not going to go well?
Someone is going to die.
Why can't we all team up? I think we'd all make a great team together.
Now, theoretically, yes, that would be the way to go. But
I think they'd probably gang up against me because I'm not a part of their little cult show.
I was kind of wondering if that would come up. Their cult show?
Yeah.
Do they do a podcast about the occult?
Yeah. Murder cult. You know, that whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to make you say a name here.
Josh.
Okay. There can only be one.
I think Josh may admit that to you.
Yeah. That stray farm knowledge might become an issue.
Yeah, I just would be surprised if he could like function without listening to a podcast. Now he can run.
I'm going to go for a run, and then he snaps his leg in two, and you're just like, well, I can't fix this. I'm going
I don't
to
have my French press coffee or my Stuart Mandel podcast.
I'm going to have to eat you now, Josh.
Yeah. It's Josh, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's got to be that guy. We're likely not going to end up on a situation where we have to encounter this. So that's good.
Well, let's flip it the other way. We're on a deserted island with you, me, Gary, Damon, Shane.
You, me, Gary, Damon, Shane.
Who are you teaming up with, and who's the first to die? Ooh, this is a long pause.
Damon just seems like he knows so much about so many things.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
He doesn't mind dipping his toe into the water.
And he'll try it if he doesn't know. Like, he'll fake it.
I'm interested. You have some potential here.
Ooh. You hear that, Mom?
Would you say that you could do stuff? If given limited resources, could you create an environment where, you know, a better environment for yourself?
I follow directions really well.
Mm.
I don't know that I have a lot of base knowledge to keep us alive. I will be entirely forthright there.
You're a good worker.
Yeah, yeah. You tell me what to do, I will put in the work to the best of my ability.
I know little to nothing about Shane. I don't even know one way or the other how that would go.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. Not even a lot of meat on those bones.
Yeah, but
if we were to just outright dismiss him and want to kill him.
Like, that doesn't really come into play here because you could, I mean, that's fine. We're on a deserted island. Nothing really, you know, none of the stuff that we actually care about matters anymore. It's how much can you help the group? How mm-hmm. much can you help mm-hmm. the team? Yeah, so I guess give me Damon, but he has a little bit of high maintenance to him as well.
Sure.
Right?
I don't think that's out of bounds to
okay.
say.
Got it.
Okay. Well, we've chapped the hides of the other shows on this station long enough.
Yep.
Matt tweets in, when you sold your house, what things did you not take with you and leave there?
I haven't sold my house. I've never sold a house.
Yeah, I've never sold a house. I've left things in apartment buildings. Been like, I'm not taking this with me. You can charge me to throw it away. That's fine. I don't care.
I have not done that.
I need this out of my life.
I have not done that. I left some stuff at my parents' house that I just didn't feel like taking over.
Been 3 years, Mom and Dad? Yeah, I guess I don't need it if I haven't used it in 3 years.
Exactly. That's what I figured. I was like, hey, I'll come back and get it if I actually think about me needing this. But most of it was like, so all the clothes that I, you know, either from my childhood or from, you know, that I have that were technically in the rotation that I don't wear anymore, those are just sitting somewhere at my parents' house, not in my house. I have limited storage.
JD tweets in, this is a good question. With Connor's huge belief in himself, does Connor believe he could have survived the Oregon Trail?
Okay, so stuff like that. Now, I have a belief in myself. I know this is going to seem contradictory. I have a belief in myself, but I do understand what I'm good and bad at. And being outdoors and, you know, no resources, anything like that, and having to fend for myself and food and all that stuff. Yeah, I have an issue there. Now, here, this is gonna be, you know. Now, one of the big deals in the Oregon Trail is people getting sick.
Yeah, you have died of dysentery.
I believe wholeheartedly in my ability to not get sick.
You seem very confident.
Yeah. Yep.
What gives you that idea? Because medicine is not a thing.
I believe I have an elite immune system.
Okay.
I I just think that people are too dependent on medicine, and they take medicine whenever anything is wrong, ever.
I don't disagree with
that. I have trained my body to not, so I don't drink. This is not consciously for my health. So in some cases, just because I don't like it. Like, I don't drink energy drinks. I don't drink coffee. And I don't take a lot of medicine, except for every once in a while I get a headache or a sore throat or something like that. And I take 3 ibuprofen, and it's immediately gone. It's immediately gone. That, I believe, is due to my non-reliance on medicine.
I agree. I'm feeling pretty bad if I take a pill for anything.
Yep.
I do drink energy drinks, but this is there's plants in here. This is from The Rock. I'll look like The Rock if I keep drinking these.
Drink my good old fashioned water.
There's a water droplet on the side of this can.
All natural.
Immunity. It says immunity on the can. So,
that does not mean it's healthy.
So, you know, it says green tea extract, green coffee.
None of that means anything.
It's green. See, there's even leaves on the side of the can there. This is a health drink. It's a vegetable smoothie. It's a V8.
So I do these things. I don't take medicine. I drink a lot of water to normalize my body so that when I drink other things, like a caffeine drink or an alcoholic drink,
more effective.
It is more effective.
Mm-hmm. Are you a lightweight?
Same thing with medicine.
You don't strike me as a lightweight.
I don't know. I guess I haven't really considered that in a very long time.
Okay. You go out, we have, what, 2 beers, and you're stopping?
No, I don't really count. It just, you know, it's a flow thing. It's a vibe thing.
I was just curious. That's a question for later. We'll see what happens when you have a kid, by the way.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
How much caffeine you're putting in your body.
We'll see.
Just to stay upright.
Any more?
Yeah, Fried Yo tweets in, Connor, your saxophone skills have reached professional level. What is the song you choose to play, and what artist are you collabing with?
I always thought it was really cool that the bands can make, they could do modern music with a full, like, I like it when the pep bands at the basketball games do like modern music. I always think that's really, really fun. Yeah. I never got to that level because I quit before high school because I wanted to play sports in high school.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'm done with this. So
yeah, you weren't a dork. We got it.
We were basically all playing. You know, in middle school, we were just playing like
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Garbage. Yeah, it was just garbage.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't that fun. So I always do regret that I didn't get to that point of saxophone playing. I don't know. I think you got to go with like some Kenny G or something like that.
Okay.
You could rip off the lick from Careless Whisper.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious pick. And I will say this. I love when artists, especially hip hop artists, collab with a horn.
I love a horn.
Give me a band or a trumpet or a choir too in the background. All these things lock me in for whatever hip hop song that is.
Back when Jay-Z was doing it before anybody else was doing it.
Yes.
Just the best.
Yep.
You tell me if this is a hot take or not. I could never hear a school song in my life again and be happy. I don't need them. They are not good.
Nah, they're good.
They give me nothing.
Some of them are good. But it's not about the actual song being good. It's about the feeling you get.
Sure. It's about the camaraderie. Like, hey, we're in the stands together. That's our song because we did something great.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's a very good take. But that's okay. You can have it.
Okay. That's fine. It's my take. I stand by it. I think Curtis will draw this to a close here today.
Curtis?
What is the best backyard game to play if you're having a barbecue party? He gives some examples here. Bags, lawn darts, badminton, volleyball, ladder golf, kickball, wiffle ball.
A lot of things come into play here.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of party is it?
Yeah.
Is it a drinking party? Is it like a graduation? We got to keep it in you know, a certain area. Is it hot? Do I have to, how am I dressed?
Yeah.
You know, there are different things for everything. What do I have the most fun playing? I really like Polish horseshoes where you put the beer bottle on top of the PVC pipe or whatever, and you got to knock it off. There's a similar one now that they make. So they make all like variations of these games now that they toy companies have been able to sell in stores, which is hilarious. They've really done a number on us. Can Jam. Have you ever heard of Can Jam?
I have not heard of Can Jam, but please tell me more.
Can Jam, you have this kind of a trash can looking thing on the ground. It probably goes up to your about in between your knees and your waist. And there's a slit in it. And if you make it in the slit, it's like game over. It's a certain amount of points. I can't remember. But the point of the game mostly is there's the top of the Can Jam can is open. And you got to slam the frisbee thrown from the other side in the can. Jam it.
Oh.
Can Jam.
Can Jam.
Yeah, that game's fun.
Okay.
I like Spike Ball. And then there's the good old-fashioned bags as well. So all these have kind of different environments that you could play them in.
I think your backyard situation is also very important here.
It is.
Is there a slope?
Huge.
Is it flat? We talking big area, small area? What are the neighbors like?
Nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned catch with a football.
Oh.
Or a baseball.
Okay. You going real football or Nerf football?
Either way.
Okay.
Yep. Whatever's kind of there. Like to be resourceful in that situation.
Okay.
Is that the tweet bag?
That is the tweet bag, I believe. Yes, sir.
Ladder golf is a good one, too. Kickball, there's hardly ever enough space. Wiffle ball gets too dangerous. You need too many people.
And there's always the one guy that's looking to mash.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
That'd be me.
I get you want to score runs. You want to hit a home run. But, like, I don't want to walk three houses down and get the ball because you're just trying to beat the stuffing out of it.
All the way in on bags. That's a good baseline level, and then you can kind of go up from there.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you for participating today at Happer Show. That is the tweet bag. We've learned more about me and my irrational confidence for things, and my musical ability as only discussed by me and cannot be confirmed or denied by anybody else. I don't know, maybe somebody who I went to elementary school with or something like that can attest to this, but we'll see.
I hadn't thought of that. Maybe you're lying.
See if anybody comes out of the woodwork. No, I'm not lying. Not lying. Don't worry about that. That's a tweet bag. Thank you for participating. You can still tweet at the show at Happer Show. We'll come back. We're up next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.